Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now we need to come together around reform that reflects our values as a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. Reform that demands that everybody take responsibility.
President Obama speaking about immigration reform in El Paso yesterday. The president is once again pushing the issue to the forefront. But as you heard, even in just that short clip, he's hitting all the usual marks. We are a nation of immigrants, check. We are also a nation of values, check. We demand reform, but also responsibility, check. We need a bipartisan effort on this, check. But to many immigrant reform advocates and closed border advocates alike, the president just doesn't get it. The immigration reform advocates see him as someone who promised he would enact comprehensive reform in his first year in office, and he didn't. They see him as someone who would fight for the DREAM Act, and it didn't pass. They say he didn't fight hard enough. Now they see him as someone who is cynically talking about immigration reform again, just as he ramps up his reelection campaign, but in a way that has no chance of actual passage. And to conservatives like the two senators from Arizona, Kyle and McCain, he hasn't done enough, and they're calling for a second layer of fence, for example, along the border, because the first layer just doesn't provide the actual needed security from their point of view. And while yesterday's speech probably didn't do much to assuage anyone's fears, no specific new legislation is actually on the table, tucked into the middle of the speech was a section in which the president very clearly laid out what he feels he has accomplished on immigration. And we're going to focus on that. Since you probably weren't watching C-SPAN at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, here is a 3-minute extended excerpt from the president's speech. And some of this may actually surprise you in terms of what the administration is doing and what has actually changed in the time since President Obama came to office. Take a listen to the list and perhaps the surprising back and forth with the very vocal audience. This is about a 3-minute clip, but we think it's worth it.
The Border Patrol has 20,000 agents, more than twice as many as there were in 2004. There's a buildup that began under President Bush and that we've continued. And I had a chance to meet some of these outstanding agents and actually saw some of them on horseback who looked pretty tough. So we put the agents here. Then they wanted a fence. Well, the fence is now basically complete. Then we've gone further. We tripled the number of intelligence analysts working at the border. I've deployed unmanned aerial vehicles to patrol the skies from Texas to California. We have forged a partnership with Mexico to fight the transnational criminal organizations that have affected both of our countries. And for the first time, we're screening 100% of southbound rail shipments to seize guns and money going south, even as we go after drugs that are coming north. So here's the point. I want everybody to listen carefully to this. We have gone above and beyond what was requested by the very Republicans who said they supported broader reform as long as we got serious about enforcement. All the stuff they asked for, we've done. But even though we've answered these concerns, I've got to say, I suspect there's still going to be some who are trying to move the goalposts on us one more time. You know, they said we needed to triple the Border Patrol. Or now they're going to say we need to quadruple the Border Patrol. Or they'll want a higher fence. Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they want alligators in the moat. They'll never be satisfied. And I understand that's politics. But the truth is, the measures we put in place are getting results. Over the past 2.5 years, we've seized 31% more drugs, 75% more currency, 64% more weapons than ever before. And even as we have stepped up patrols, apprehensions along the border have been cut by nearly 40% from 2 years ago. That means far fewer people are attempting to cross the border illegally.
President Obama, a three-minute excerpt with liberal, and I don't mean that in a political sense, participation from the audience in El Paso, Texas yesterday, the president giving an immigration policy speech. And let's talk about what he's actually done, not just the politics of it. Joining me now is Victoria DeFrancesco Soto, professor of political science at Northwestern University. She studies ethnic politics and immigration issues. Professor Soto, welcome to WNYC. Hello from New York.
Good morning, Brian.
And there's a lot in what the president said to break down, so let's take it piece by piece. First, he said there were more than twice as many Border Patrol agents as there were in 2004. Is that true? And how much of that would be from his impetus rather than President Bush's?
That is correct. What we have seen is an increase in Border Patrol agents and a very substantive increase going from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. But what is interesting here, and he did allude to in his talk, was that people aren't crossing over as much. So he, I think, is framing it as, hey, look, I have deterred people from coming over because we've beefed up security. But the truth of the matter is people in Mexico are responding to economic forces here in the U.S., and they're simply not coming over. They're not saying, oh, there's more border patrol, because people will find ways to cross if they want to cross and if they know that there are jobs here, but they're not crossing. So even if he hadn't have beefed up the border, I don't think we would have seen a change in attempted border crossing.
Does that mean that the financial crisis has actually created a job prospects equilibrium between the United States and Mexico? We usually think of them as so different. When it comes to job prospects, especially for, you know, poor immigrants?
Yes, what we're seeing is that Mexican immigrants or prospective Mexican immigrants are doing the cost-benefit analysis, and they're saying, you know, I could be unemployed in the U.S. without my social and family structure. I could be unemployed in Mexico with my family. I think I'm just going to stay. And the Pew Center has provided evidence of the declining numbers of immigrants to the U.S. from Mexico over the last 5 years. We've seen that steady decline, and it peaked with the economic recession in 2008.
And there was that remarkable exchange in the clip with the audience where he says, there's the fence, and people boo. And Obama says, well, we've already built the fence, and people start shouting, tear it down. So what's the state of the fence? And again, how much of this as an Obama policy and how much was already going forward as determined in the Bush era?
You know, the fence is symbolic. The fence, I mean, just this morning, news came out of another discovered tunnel under the border, and a tunnel with, you know, air conditioning and all the bells and whistles. But you know, the fence is not going to keep people out, and I think people on the border know that. They know that, and it adds insult to injury seeing that there. It's good politics for Obama and for politicians to have that. But at the end of the day, it really does not deter immigration because you're not getting at the prime pull factors, which is that people are still hiring immigrants here, undocumented immigrants.
I hadn't heard about the air conditioning before. You mean you can sneak into the United States in air-conditioned splendor?
Well, you know, but the other side of this, Ryan, is, of course, that we get tangled up into the issue of drugs. So these tunnels are for people coming over, but it's also for drug smugglers. So, and that's the whole other layer that Obama really has not gotten into, which is the issue of illegal immigration has gotten so difficult because it has morphed into one of warring drug cartels and trying to get their product over into the U.S., and they're using illegal immigrants to bring that over.
But interestingly, the president got cheered by this obviously pro-Mexican immigrant crowd when he said over the past 2.5 years, we've seized 31% more drugs, 75% more currency, 64% more weapons than ever before. So obviously everyone wants border enforcement against the drug gangs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if anybody is hurting from the warring drug cartels, it's Mexicans close to the border. So they want to see enforcement. It's not that Mexicans or Mexican immigrants don't want that. They want that, but they want them to get the bad guys. The bad guys who are running drugs, who are murdering innocent folks, not the people who are crossing over to get a job to support their family.
But can we say, with those stats that the president cited, that the administration is being successful in that law enforcement effort? Because all I seem to hear week after week, especially recently, is how the drug gang violence is getting worse.
It is, Brian. And this is something, you know, as powerful as the U.S. is, this is squarely a Mexican issue. And we have the Mexican elections coming up at the same time as the American ones in 2012. And depending on who gets elected, that is really going to determine how the drug problem or the drug issue in Mexico hashes out. If there is some leadership put into place that can harness that in, then we're going to see a diminishing role of the drug cartel violence. But if not, it could actually escalate.
One other element that the president discussed was the number of deportations has actually increased quite significantly under his administration. Let's hear the president trying to explain that to this audience, which was largely pro-immigrant.
We're focusing our limited resources and people on violent offenders and people convicted of crimes. Not just families, not just folks who are looking to scrape together an income. And as a result, we've increased the removal of criminals by 70%.
But I think the number that I have, Professor Soto, is 400,000 deportations in the Obama years?
Yes, and that represents an increase of about 25% from Bush's last year in office. And so it is. I mean, it's a remarkable hike. But what is hidden here in these numbers is the types of deportations that are happening. The types of deportations that are occurring under the Obama administration are very low-key, let's say, in comparison to the dramatic roundups that happened during the Bush administration. So the Bush administration would have these ICE raids where they'd go into factories in Indiana or Ohio and round up a bunch of people, and they were screaming and crying, and TVs caught it. With Obama, what we're seeing is deportations via employer audits. So you have employers being asked to provide their records of employees. If they don't match up to legal documents, then those people are physically deported. They go and they retrieve them, or they are given notice to have voluntary deportation. So it's a very low drama type of deportation. So we see that deportation, and we also see more deportation as a result of criminals that are found in jails as a result of the Secure Communities Program, where you check against FBI records and Department of Homeland Security records, and if an undocumented immigrant is in jail and they are have a criminal record, then they are deported. So the number has increased, absolutely, but the type of deportation has changed.
And the Secure Communities Program is another flashpoint of dissatisfaction among immigrant communities with President Obama, because that calls on local law enforcement around the country to share fingerprints and other records with the Federal Immigration Service. And according to the New York Times article, I should say editorial today that opposes that program, they say the Homeland Security Department's own data show that more than half of those deported under the program have no criminal records or committed only minor crimes. And we see pushback against that program in New York, for example, where 38 state lawmakers sent a letter to Governor Cuomo urging him to pull out of the Secure Communities program because it's unfair to immigrants. So there's political pushback, and I don't know, the stats seem to say one thing: if half of those deported are not violent criminals, and yet the president is up there saying that's what the program is about.
Yeah, at the broader level of discussion with secure communities is that we're seeing immigration efforts becoming a lot more localized. And this is a move that we've been seeing since about the mid-90s, and it has really picked up in maybe in the last 4 or 5 years, where you see the integration of local and federal law enforcement forces. And, you know, you can look at it two ways. You can say, well, this is intrusion of the federal government, and they're not doing what they say they're doing. They're picking up all immigrants, regardless of their criminal background. But playing devil's advocate, you could say, well, you can implement a secure communities program that's institutionalized and regulated by the federal government, or you could let ad hoc programs be put forward by states. So Arizona SB 1070, or you see these initiatives across the country where states are saying, well, we're not really getting any help from the federal level, so we're going to push our own initiatives, which tend to be very, very extreme. Mm.
So bottom line, politically, it sounds like the president isn't making any friends in immigrant communities when he's deporting so many people and has the Secure Communities program, which is controversial. He isn't making that many friends in those who are concerned primarily about border security, because the fencing program and the additional Border Patrol agents that he's got doesn't really seem like a serious effort. It doesn't seem that they're going to come together in Congress for any kind of comprehensive immigration reform, or that the secure border advocates are going to be convinced by the rhetoric in that speech that said, look, I've done everything you asked me to do. Now let's go ahead and, you know, talk about a path to citizenship. So was this just rhetoric for the election campaign with no hope of real action?
I do want to agree with you, Brian, that he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. The Latino community still thinks he's not doing enough, and Republicans also think he's not doing enough. However, going forward into the 2012, the fact that he has come out and signaled that he knows this is a major issue is an effort of him trying to court the Latino community, because the Latino community is ticked off at him. He promised comprehensive immigration reform. Didn't happen. He wanted to see the DREAM Act passed. It didn't happen. And then you see the deportations. But what he's trying to do is he's coming at the Latino community in almost like a mea culpa. I understand this didn't happen, but understand the context I find myself in. You know, I had to pass these other pieces of legislation. There's the Republican. So he's trying to provide a context so that he doesn't seem as that much of a bad guy, and that maybe they'll come around to him in 2012.
Victoria DeFrancesco Soto, professor of political science at Northwestern University. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll try again with conservative media activist Andrew Breitbart after we had to reschedule him from last week. And then we'll have an advice call-in for new college graduates on setting up your finances for your first year as an actual grown-up. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.